Well, Jason, let's talk about the world of business and talk to me about something I've seen, and it's got to be something about my social media friends, but it seems that people are really into massages these days.
Yeah, and especially this time of year, you know, lots of stress.
That's stress reliever.
Stress reliever. What better
way? And that's what they're promoting.
Yeah, get a little time, a little quiet time, get somebody to relax your muscles. This week we're talking with Rocky Garola. He is a Las Cruces High graduate, just getting started with his massage business, Healing Instinct. It's at 1850 East Loman Avenue. And it's kind of an interesting story. He knew before he got out of high school that he wanted to go into massage. He liked helping people, making them feel better. But he did what many of us do. Took some time, went to DACC, and was studying some automotive technology and some other trades, and just wasn't really working out for him, didn't feel right. So he sunk some money into remodeling his office and took a couple of months, did the work by himself, and now he's got his shop open, Healing Instinct, and he offers a variety of massage techniques, full body. He does prenatal. He does sports. And it's kind of interesting with the sports, he was telling me. He does both pre- and post-workout. Get you limbered up, and then after the workout.
Well, and that's the thing about working out is you have to be limber.
Exactly.
You just can't go into it because you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah, you go in cold and you hurt yourself. And when you come out, you've got, you know, the buildup of the lactic acids in your muscles. Get a little massage, get that moved out. You know, you bounce back from a hard workout a little bit better that way. And as he pointed out, holiday season is really a stressful time for a lot of people. It's a time that you need to actually focus on your health and your well-being and making yourself relax. And as a new businessman, he's doing some holiday specials, try to build up some clientele. Really affordable when you look at what massage is costing across the city. He's doing hour-long sessions for
$30.
$30? $30.
Now, I've seen $60 on some people offering some specials this holiday season. So his is $30.
His is $30, and he's even running a holiday special where if you buy two-hour sessions at $30 a pop, you get a third hour for free. Gift certificates, good gifts. So check him out. He's on Facebook at Healing Instinct, and he's also got a website, healinginstinct.amtamembers.com.
I mean, I'm thinking of massages, and I'm thinking about holiday stress, but I'm thinking about work-related stress.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he went to MTTI, which fortunately is right across the street
from the
Sun News building, and he still does some massages there. But even through MTTI, a lot of the kids will go out into the offices, especially this time of year, give you a little massage at your desk, a little 15-minute workover, deep breath, refocus, get some energy up, get back into the task at hand.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Mivida. It's been a while, but Devin Lopez.
Yeah, we've got Devin Lopez this week, and he's talking about a new effort that Mivida has launched. I was actually at the meeting last month where they launched this, and it's an interesting thing because we all know Mivida's there, but nobody's really sure what they do. We don't hear about them until...
I had them on the air a couple of years ago on A Voice of the Public where I encouraged them to come in and say, sell yourself. How can the community help you do your job? What is your job?
Exactly. And this new Mivida Matters program that they're doing sort of addresses that because we think of them as bringing big companies to town or working behind the scenes, but we don't stop and think how it impacts us directly. So what they did at a board retreat recently and then at a general meeting last month that I spoke of, they asked us all to think about how economic development impacts us in our day-to-day lives. And the answers that they got were everything from, well, my kid's graduating from high school or my kid's graduating from college, and I want them to stay here in Las Cruces, but there's not enough jobs. So there's where economic development impacts us, is keeping our kids here, keeping our quality of life up for our neighbors, for our friends, for ourselves. And it's really important. And one of the things that they're asking people to do, when you think about what economic development means to you, even one lady said it was her pets. She likes being able to afford some treats for her pets around the holidays and things like that.
Yeah.
But it does impact us all in a very direct way because it's the businesses around us. It's the shops we go to. It's the shops that our neighbors own. Snap a picture next time you think to yourself you're in a situation where economic development and Mivida have helped to make this situation possible, brought this job here, employed your kid, that sort of thing, and post it on your social media with the hashtag Mivida Matters.
Okay, that sounds pretty, like a pretty cool program. Nonprofit Support and Success, Nancy Barnes-Smith, column.
Nancy is talking to us this week about the way we think about nonprofits and even the way we call them, nonprofit. It sort of sets up a negative connotation in your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't profit, they're not good at what they do, things along that nature, which just aren't true. And so she's talking this week about sort of refocusing the mindset and looking at them not as nonprofits, but as a social profit organization, because that's really what they do. They improve our society, they fill in the holes where government falls short, and they uplift our community as a whole. So next time you see a nonprofit, think to yourself, social profit.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.